मनुष्याणां सहस्रेषु
मनुष्याणां सहस्रेषु
कश्चिद् यतति सिद्धये
कश्चिद् यतति सिद्धये यततामपि सिद्धानां
कश्चिन्मां वेत्ति तत्त्वतः
कश्चिन्मां वेत्ति तत्त्वतः.
Out of many thousands among men, one may endeavor for perfection, and of those who have achieved perfection, hardly one knows me in truth.
So, the English or Hindi? English. The manushyanam sahasreshu, out of many hundreds and thousands of men, कश्चित् जतति सिद्धः. थैंक यू. द डिफिकल्टी इज दैट दे डू नॉट नो व्हाट इज सिद्धि. एट द प्रेजेंट मोमेंट पीपल आर सो इग्नोरेंट that they do not know what is siddhi. The major problem of life, that is unsolved. Everyone is trying to make a solution of some temporary difficulty, politically, socially, economically. But real solution, as it is stated in the Bhagavad Gita, janma mrityu jarabhyadi dukkho dosha anudarshanam. Janma, birth, mrityu, death, and jara, old age, vyadhi, disease. To get out of this entanglement, dukkha dosana darsana. This is our real miserable condition of life. We have to die. We have to take birth again. And again we have to become old. And there will be disease. Between birth and death, birth is very miserable. To remain in the womb of the mother, in a packed up stage within a bag, and that is miserable. Biting, the worms biting, tender skin, we have forgotten, but these were the miseries at birth, in suffocated condition, but we have forgotten. So forgetfulness is not solution. Closing the eyes before the enemies is no solution. Devidhesha gunamai mama maya durataya. So long you are in material condition, you have to suffer all these miseries. Either you become rich man or poor man. You may become American or Indian. The miseries of birth, death, old age and disease, they are all the same everywhere. Not only within this planet, but also in other planets also. Abrahma bhuvana lokan. This is intelligence. They are trying to go to the moon planet, or somebody by karmakandya consideration, they are trying to go to the heavenly planet. But wherever you go, you must know that these four conditions of material life, they are present. Janma mrityu jarabhyadi dukkha dosha. So if you can conquer over this miserable condition of life, janma mrityu jarabhyadi, that is siddhi. Otherwise it is not siddhi. That if I can construct a skyscraper building, or even if I go to the Brahma Loka to get millions and millions of years as duration of life, Brahma's life, it is stated in the Bhagavad Gita, sahasya yuga parjantam arhajyat brahmano vidu. Millions of years. That is only 12 hours of Brahma. Such 12 hours night, sahasra yuga again, that is night, that is complete 24 hours, then add 30 days like that, then 1 year, 12 months, such 100 years is the duration of life of Brahma. So, you may go to the highest planetary system or in the heavenly planets, you can have better standard of life than this earthly planet, or you can live for long, long years, but that is not the solution of your problem. That is not solution. They do not know it. Therefore, Krishna has described them as murhas. Murhas. Namang duskitanam murha parvadante naradhama. These murhas, they are very much proud of their education and knowledge. But if you ask them, what solution you have made for these four miseries of life, janma, mrityu, jara, vyadhi, they have no answer. Therefore, Krishna says, the manusyanam sahasreshu kaschidyatati siddha. They do not know siddhi. What is siddhi? Yogis are engaged for astasiddhi, animalohima prapti siddhi. They can become smaller than the smallest and heavier than the heaviest. They can get anything they desire, prapti, isita. They can control over, even they can create a planet also, yoga siddhi. Just like Vishwamitra Muni, he was such a great yogi that he used to create human being from trees. So you can get all these siddhis by yoga siddhi or by any other process. But the real siddhi is how to get out of this entanglement of janma, mrityu, jara, vyadhi. That is real siddhi. They do not know it. Therefore Krishna says, manasanam sahasreshu, out of millions and millions of persons, one can understand what is siddhi. And even one is siddha. One who becomes immersed into the Brahma emergence, because parampada. So, they are also not siddha. Suppose if you merge into the Brahma effulgence, the jnani's ultimate goal to become one with the Brahma effulgence, sajujya mukti, that is also a siddhi, that is also partial siddhi, that is not perfect siddhi, because we are spiritual sparks, small, very small. That magnitude has been described in the Shastras. Kesagra sadvadasya satadha kulpitasya. A spiritual spark or magnitude is 1/10,000 part of the upper portion of the hair. We are such a small. And this, just like this sun sign is combination of bright molecules, shining molecules. They are not one. They are also small atomic molecular parts. Similarly, Brahmajyoti means combination of all the living entities, the spiritual spark. To become one with the Brahmajyoti means just like one bar enters into the green tree, it appears that it has become one. The tree is also green and the bud is also green. So when the bud enters the tree, it appears that the bud is now mixed up. But that is not the fact. The bud keeps his individuality. And at any time, when he wants, he can come out of the tree and fly anywhere. That independence is there. Although apparently it seems that he has become one with the tree. Similarly, this Sahajya Mukti means apparently he is in Brahma, but factually it is not. Because each individual soul is different. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, khetra khetra gya. Krishna has described that this body is khetra and the spiritual spark or the soul is the khetra gya. And he says also, khetra gyan chapi mag vidhi sarva khetre subhara. Krishna is also khetragya, as super soul. So Krishna is as super soul separate from the individual soul. Not that the super soul and these are very clearly explained in the Bhagavad Gita. Anumanta upadrishta. One purusha is anumanta upadrishta. Another purusha is bhokta. So without the permission of the superior purusha, Paramatma, this man cannot, this individual soul cannot enjoy material. He has come here to enjoy material facilities. Krishna bhuliya jeev bhogavancha kore pasete maya tare japatiya dhare. He is now entrapped by maya, and he is trying to enjoy this material world. But he cannot enjoy the material world without the permission of the super soul. Anumanta upadrashta. So they are not one, they are different. And Krishna has described in the second chapter that all these soldiers or kings who have assembled there, and you and me, all of us. Now see, he described all of them different. You, me and they. First person, second person and the third person. So Krishna said, it is not that they did not exist in the past. And it is not that, that they will not exist in the future. So always, in the past, in the present and in future, the living entities, individual soul, is always different from the Supreme. They are never homogeneous or mix-up. That is not possible. Mumaivamsa jiva bhuta sanatana. It is not that now we have become separated. When sanatana, eternally we are different. And besides that, how you can be separated? Spirit is not matter. That is also described. Nainam chinnanti sastrani. It is not that as we have got experience, that we can cut into pieces one material thing. A spirit cannot be cut into pieces. The part and parcel of spirit, it is not that at a certain time we have become cut or separated from the Supreme. No. We are individual soul eternally. Sanatana. Sanatana. That is our position. So, therefore, those who are thinking that by merging into the existence of Brahma, they will become one, that is not possible, not one. They will remain individual. But the whole atmosphere is spiritual, that's all. But it is impersonal spiritual. There is only existence, Sat Chit Ananda. But there is no Ananda. But every spiritual identity, every spiritual soul, as well as the Supreme Spirit, they are Anandamaya Vyasa, Ananda Chinmaya Rasa Pratibhavita. Everyone, as Krishna enjoys, similarly, we being part and parcel of Krishna, we also want to enjoy. But we can enjoy in combination with Krishna. Just like our parts and parcel of the body, the finger, the leg, the toes, the eyes and ears, they cannot enjoy separately. When the enjoyable things of the foodstuff is given to the stomach, every part enjoys. Similarly, we being part and parcel of Krishna, we can enjoy life in cooperation with Krishna, not separately. So this is the actual siddhi, to understand that I am eternally part and parcel of Krishna. I can enjoy eternally blissful life in knowledge with cooperation or in the association of Krishna and his devotees. That is real life. Therefore, Krishna says, jatatamapi siddhyana. Some of them are thinking that by merging into the existence of the Supreme, that is siddhi. That is not siddhi. That is partially siddhi and it will not exist. That is explained in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Arujya kritchena parang padam tata patanti adha anadita jusmatangraya. If you do not engage yourself in the service of the lotus feet of the Lord, then you cannot eternally remain in the Brahma Jyoti. You cannot remain in the Brahma Jyoti. You will fall down. Therefore we see so many big sannyasis. They think they have become Narayana. They address between themselves Narayana, Namo Narayana. They have become Narayana. But not, they cannot become Narayana. Some of them have manufactured the word Daridra Narayana. Narayana is never Daridra. These are manufactured things. Neither one can become Narayana. But one can remain eternally the servant of Narayana. That is possible. That is siddhi. Therefore Krishna says, manusanam sahasrishu kaschid jatati siddhaya. First of all, to get out of the entanglement, this bodily conception of life. The bodily conception of life is meant for the animals. Even if he is human being, but if he is under the bodily concept of life, I am American, I am Indian, I am Brahman, I am Khatri, I am fat, I am thin, I am white, I am black. That is the identification, then he is not even human being. Atma-tattva. Parabhavastavad avodha-jata. Avodha-jata. Everyone is born that I am this body. But if he continues to remain under the impression that I am this body, then whatever he is doing under the bodily concept of life, he is parabhava. Parabhavastavadavodhajata. Everything is defeat. Because he is doing under the bodily concept of life. So these so-called nationalism, socialism, communism, and this ism, that ism, they are manufactured. They are all defeat. Defeating. They are being defeated. Because the next life he does not know what is going to become. There are 8,400,000 species of life. And according to your word, will be offered. Prakriti kramanani, gunai karmani sarvasa, ahankara vimuratma, karta hamiti mannate. So, actually they do not know what is siddhi. They do not know. Therefore Krishna says, the manusyanam sahasyesu kaschid jatati siddha. He does not know what is siddhi. He does not know. Nati vidu sartha gatinhi Vishnu. These foolish persons, they do not know what is siddhi. And they are after siddhi. What is siddhi? Ignorance is not siddhi. It is parabha. Siddhi is real siddhi. Is, as Krishna says, and there are so many ways. Mattaparataranganna kinchisasti dhananya aham sarvasya prabhava matta sarvam pravartate bahunam janmanavante gyanavarmang prabhadate vasudeva sarvamiti sa mahatma. This is siddhi. To know Krishna, what is Krishna? And Krishna is describing himself, what he is. The foolish person, they do not take to Krishna's instruction. They manufacture their own way of explanation. He thinks that he has become Krishna. This is foolishness. Therefore, people do not know what is siddhi. It is not my version. Krishna says, manusyanam sahasya. What is siddhi? If we do not know what is siddhi, what is the use? Samayeva hi kevala. You do not know what is the ultimate goal of life, what is siddhi, and you are working so hard. So Bhagavad says, samayeva hi kevala. It's working uselessly, laboriously, that's all. They do not know siddhi. Manusyanam sahasyesu kaschid jatati siddhaye jatatam api siddhyanam. But jatatam api siddhyanam kaschid. These siddhas, those who are self-realized, athāta brahma jigyāsa, even if he thinks that I am the Supreme, that is partially, in the that is also light. Just if you come to the sunlight, sunshine, that is also light, but that is not perfection. If you can go within the sun glow and see the origin of shining, brightening principle, the sun god, that is siddhi. Similarly, to merge into the Brahma is not siddhi. That is the verdict of Srimad Bhagavata. Actually, it is a fact. Bhagavat, whatever it says, that is real fact. Jannira vindakha bhimukta maniya. If one thinks that now I am merging the Brahma Jyoti, so I am now mukta, I am now liberated. So that Bhagavat says he is thinking like that. He is not liberated. Bhimukta maniya. That's like if I think I am millionaire, does it mean I have become millionaire? I am not millionaire. Bhimukta mana. Why? The tai astabhavad abhisuddha buddha. Because these persons who are thinking that he has become liberated, their buddhi is not yet cleansed. Abhisuddha. So not suddha. Abhisuddha buddha. Jannera vindakha bhimukta manina. Vimukta manana. Tai astabhava. Astabhava. No information of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. is thinking that the Absolute is impersonal. Therefore, asabhavat, he has no information of the Supreme Person. The ultimate, the last word of the Absolute Truth is the Supreme Person. Brahmeti, Paramatmeti, Bhagavaneti Sabdati. Unless one realizes Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, there is no question of perfection. And because one is not in complete perfection, there is chance of coming down. Therefore Krishna says, Kaschit, Kaschit Vyaktiman. But there is chance. If an impersonalist becomes in association with a personalist devotee, then there is chance of Siddhi. Otherwise there is no chance. This Siddhi, this so-called Siddhi, Vimukta Manina, I have become liberated. That he can fall down, and that we see practically. Big sannyasis, Brahma Satya Jagan Mithya, they give up this world as Mithya. But again they come to these worldly activities, opening schools, opening hospital, and politics, and sociology, so many things. But if it is Mithya, why you are engaged in this? Therefore Bhagavad says, although they got up to the platform, Arujya, after much penance and austerities, they fall down. Otherwise a common man, he is also opening hospital. And if a sannyasi who has rejected this world as Mithya, and if he also wants to open hospital and his school and college, then what is the difference between the common man and this learned scholar or learned, self-realized Brahma, Jnani? That means he has not realized what is actually Siddhi, what is Brahma Gyan. Otherwise, why is coming? Parang dishtani vartate. You can seize yourself from all material activities when you actually realize the Supreme Brahma. Just like you see the Americans and European boys, they are no more interested with material activities. You bribe them that again you come to material activities. They will refuse because parang drishtani vartate, they are actually liberated. Actually liberated. And simply talking big words and become engaged in material activities. So what is this nonsense? You are thinking liberated. You cannot give up even the family affection and you are liberated. Therefore Krishna says, Manusanam says, actually liberated person is a devotee. Sagunan samatittaitan brahma bhuyaya kalpa. Not these impersonalists. They do not know what is Siddhi. They simply talk big words, that's all. Real Siddhi is to be engaged. Why Brahma is Mithya? Why this Jagat is Mithya? The Vaishnava who knows how to serve Krishna, he does not take anything as Mithya. Because Krishna is the Absolute Truth. Why anything emanation from Krishna should be Mithya? How it is possible? If something is prepared from gold, why it should be valueless? It is also gold. Similarly, if this world, jatobai mani bhutani jayanti, all these things have emanated from the Absolute Truth, then why it is mithya? It is not mithya. It is mithya the way in which we are, behaving. That is mithya. We are behaving with this material world, with an enjoying spirit, as our enjoyable things. That is mithya. It is not your enjoyable things. It is Krishna's enjoyable things. that is truth. We do not know what is truth. That we do not know what is siddhi. Why should he? That is the instruction of Goswami. Prapunchikataya buddhya hari sambandhi vastuna mumukshubhi parityaga phalgu vairaga tathate. Why? Now suppose if you construct a temple for Krishna, the same spirit that as one, a kurni, is constructing a big skyscraper building. A bhakta is doing the same thing. He is also after the cement, after the iron, after the stone. Does it mean simply by handling this iron and stone and cement, he becomes bhakta? No. He knows that cement is the property of Krishna. It should be used for Krishna. This is siddhi. He knows perfectly. The cement comes from Krishna. Iron comes from Krishna. Bhumirapana lobhaya. Bhagavati. Everything comes from Krishna. Jatobhaya imani bhutani. Therefore it should be used for Krishna. That is siddhi. That is it. This secret they do not know. And they claim that becomes siddhas. No. Siddhi means that nirbandhi Krishna sambandha yukta vairagam icchati. Everything should be used for Krishna. That is siddhi. That is known to the bhaktas. Not so-called kurmis, gyanis, yogis. No. They are not siddhas. Therefore, pure devotion is annavilasita sunnam jnana karmadana vritam anukullina krishna anusilanam bhakti yuttamam. Bhakti is the siddhi. Paramang siddhi. Mamupita kontiya dukkharam asasatam nabnavati. What is that? Sangsiddhim paramangata. Sangsiddhim. Sammaksiddhi. Paramang. Param siddhi. That is param siddhi. To go back to Krishna. Tatta dehaṁ punarjanma naiti māmeti kontiya. That is siddhi. Chaitanya Charitamrita Kar says that the material bhukti mukti siddhi kami, they cannot be happy. Bhukti mukti siddhi kami sakali asant. They cannot be. The karmi, they are trying to be materially happy in this world, in this life, in the next life. No, any life. You can change your life in so many times, but you will never be happy. Because you are asanta. You want something. You want some benefit, material benefit, or spiritual benefit. Spiritual benefit to merge into the Supreme, that is spiritual benefit. And material benefit to get some material profits within this world. This life or next life. So that is bhukti. Bhukti and mukti. And merging into the spiritual effulgence, Brahma Jyoti, that is also asanti. Because after all, he is wanting something. Bhukti mukti siddhi kami. He wants something. Much. And yogi is there plainly wanting some siddhis. So they, every one of them are wanting in need. Therefore they are asant. They cannot be shanti. Krishna bhakta nishkam. Krishna bhakta does not want anything. He does not want anything. He wants to serve to Krishna. That's all. Mama janmani janmani sare bhavatad bhakti rahoitaki. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's. Janmani janmani. It doesn't matter. I take my bath. One after another, it doesn't matter. But I want simply to be engaged in your service, that's all. This is Nishkam. He, janmani janmani means not even mukti, to stop repetition of birth. A devotee does not want even that. The jnanis, they want stopping this repetition of birth. But bhakta, they do not want even stopping this. Narayana parasarvi na kutasana vibhati. Sargava parga narakeshavi tulla artha darshana. Just like one king, he was condemned by Lord Shiva that he became a demon, he was a great devotee. He immediately accepted. Yes, I'll accept. Bhagavan Shiva said, the seed, Narayana Parasatve na Kutasana Vibhuti. I have condemned him to become a demon. He has accepted. Yes, sir, I shall be. Kutasana, na Kutasana Vibhuti. He's not afraid. This Krishna consciousness philosophy is like that, that we simply want to serve Krishna. We have no other desire. No mukti, no bhukti, no siddhi. That is real siddhi. So people do not know. The real siddhi is to approach, to go back to home, back to Godhead. And either you go to Vaikuntha or to Goloka Vrindavan planet after giving at this body, taktadi hang punarjanma naiti mame, that is real siddhi. Not this yoga siddhi, jnana siddhi, karma siddhi. That is not siddhi. Therefore Krishna says, manushyanam sahasyeshu kaschid yatati. They do not know what is siddhi. That is the difference. Thank you very much.